Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, podcast audience. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio, and I'd like to start off by saying I appreciate your patience. We normally start at 10 o'clock, but this morning, due to a little controversy, we had to get it going at 10:15. Good day, Mr. Norris. How are you doing today, sir? Mr. Norris? Good day, sir. Hey, Mr. Norris, are you there?
I got nothing.
Yes. Hey, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fabulous.
Are you getting a lot of feedback from it?
I am.
Morning, Mr. Norris. How are you doing? How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm good, sir. How about yourself?
A little better now?
Yeah, I'm a little
good.
Better.
Again, I got just having a couple of major little issues here. But nothing going to stop our podcast from moving on, bro.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. How am I now? Am I getting any feedback? You getting any feedback from me?
No, you're clear.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to start off by saying good morning, podcast audience. And again, as every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, we have the pleasure of speaking with Anthony Norris, senior consultant from Blue Collar Workers. And as always, he's takes time out of his day to share information to help empower us. Us being federal employees who are injured at work. So, I do apologize for a little difficulty, but thanks for hanging in there with me. And this morning, one of the main things, Mr. Norris, that I'd like to cover with today, and I don't know if this is something that's actually in your realm of guidance, is I'm receiving a lot of calls and a lot of emails from employees who are saying, their claims are just not getting filed. They understand the information. Again, I think that you've done a great job of advising people that they have to start reading for themselves to understand what should be taking place. And I'm getting a lot of calls about postal management not filing claims for people. What advice could we share with them this morning?
Very, very good question. And although when I give you guys this information, it sounds relatively simple in nature, human beings do what they do. So I'm not surprised that you hear this a lot from your fellow coworkers on this pushback or whatnot. So with that being said, the first thing you always want to do is you always want to document everything that you're doing throughout the process. I would never talk to management without either a witness and or recording the conversations with my cell phone. So once again, going back to how to properly file that claim, I always resort to page 4 because page 4 describes the duties of all parties involved with filing a claim. So that receipt page is very, very important that your supervisor signs it and dates it. That is your proof to the Department of Labor that you have filed a claim. Now, your agency has 10 working days. I got to be very specific with the working part because people get misconstrued with just 10 days. It's a big difference. 10 working days is actually closer to 2 weeks versus 10 days being a week and a half. So it's 10 working days. So I want that to sink in you guys' minds. Secondly, after 10 working days, if that claim is not filed, you can file a grievance. That's when you want to get the union involved. That's another form of documentation. And the grievance is, I filed a claim on this date. It's been 10 working days, and the claim has not been filed. Okay, now, it doesn't mean that after 10 working days that you're going to automatically pop up on the Department of Labor's website or portal with a claim number, because your agency may not file that claim until the 10th day. So I would say always give it a couple, at least a week after that, because the department has to get that information, input your information, and assign a claim number to you. So it could easily be a three and a half week process. Okay, this is the U.S. government, so they're not going to put, it's not going to go very fast, but it's going to go systematic. So 3 weeks after you've given that paperwork to your supervisor, you should see something, some type of correspondence from the Department of Labor with acknowledging that you filed that claim. So, again, if everything is documented, got your receipt page, is signed and dated by your supervisor. You have a witness at the time that it's done. If it's not filed after the 10 working days, and basically you can prove that it had been filed, then you want to file that grievance. But I would always say give it at least one more week after that, and that way you, for the most part, should be completely sure that it wasn't done. And once that grievance is filed, that is a form of documentation showing that, you know, you are tracking this, and that agency will give you, quote unquote, some act right once you properly document everything. But most people just do lip service. They don't document. They don't bring their union steward. They don't have a witness. It's just their word versus the agency's word. And that's where things can get just a little tough. But if you document everything, it helps smooth out the process somewhat.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Again, one of the things that I do notice, at least in my facility, is they are becoming a little more, the members or the employees are becoming more adamant, as they should, on making sure when they turn documents into postal management, they get their receipt page. I'm one of the bigger proponents of union activity, and I'm probably one of the biggest critics of the union in my current office. But what I say to everybody is, again, when it comes to these injury compensation claims, you got to make sure you've got a rep there with you when you go through these issues. And again, this is probably way out of the usual for me, but you have to contact your union, whether it's the actual union, it's a replacement union, regardless of what it is. You need additional eyes and ears on your situation when it is apparent that management is not going to do the right thing. So, again, you can continue taking chances with them after it's been documented. And, again, I'm speaking directly to my office right now because this is where I know this is happening. And on the MailHandler website, I'm seeing more and more hits on that website about employees getting hurt and management kind of shuffle them around. So what I really want to say is, when you go through the process, understand the process, and, in fact, when it comes down to the process, all you really have to understand is how to pick up your phone and call Mr. Norris, who is available to us, who is available to federal employees almost any time. If you call him, I've been dealing with him And one thing I will tell you, if you contact him, he's going to contact you back. Now, whether you follow his directions on what needs to happen, that's something different. But if you contact him, he's going to contact you back.
Yes. At the end of the day, as I mention to your listeners each week, I'm not asking anybody to take my word for it. I back everything that I tell you guys with documentation. And consultation with me doesn't cost you anything. But if you don't consult with me, it can cost you everything. So definitely reach out to me and leave me, at least point you in a direction that will get you some help and better understanding. Now, let me add one more excerpt to that. At the end of the day, when you get hurt on the job, you have to understand that over 102 years ago, the federal government put something in place to protect you. And it's gone for the last 102 years virtually unchanged. It's gotten better. There's been amendments over the last 100 years, but it's the federal government, so it's gotten better. You guys are very, very well covered, and those benefits are there for you to utilize because they understand as a postal worker, you have a very physically demanding job, and injuries happen all the time. Now, just like any other insurance company, on your auto or on your home, you know, when an adjuster comes out or you file a claim, they're going to follow the 3 D's, or at least try to. Delay, deny, don't pay. That's just the mentality of any insurance agency. However, you have a legitimate claim and you can prove that you have a legitimate claim, you're going to get your benefits. But there's a protocol. And part of the system is designed to give you that pushback so you are frustrated and just throw your hands up and go back to work. But keep this in mind. That is your body part. You're the one that has to go home and deal with that pain. You're the one that has to deal with it not only physically but mentally, because a lot of times if you're hurt, here comes attitude. So you lash out at your loved ones, and it can magnify from there. So take advantage of the benefits that are already placed aside for you and understand I'm going to have pushback. I'm going to have delays. I'm going to even probably get denied because that's just what insurance companies do. However, I'm not going to be discouraged by that. I'm hurt. I need help. And we're going to do this thing the right way and be as patient as we possibly can and get the help that we need. Because as we get older, our bodies doesn't repair itself as fast. And depending on the injury, you may need some more medical help than just taking an Advil or pain killers at night. So don't do that. Ask questions, follow protocol, and get the benefits that are already set aside for you.
Hey, I appreciate that, brother. And another plug I'm going to make for unions, whether it be the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, whether it be the APWU, whether it be the National Association of Letter Carriers, again, you have to, members, listen, you have to make sure you involve your union personnel in this process once it's evident that they're not going to do the right thing. But again, if you follow instructions from the beginning, and it all starts off with you filing your claim and receiving your receipt page. Now, from that part forward, if management doesn't do what they're supposed to do, then again, you have to see your union rep. And let me tell you something when we speak about the union reps. Mr. Norris's information, although a lot of people say they know, really didn't know. So you have to understand, and I mean no disrespect to any of the unions, a lot of our unions are not comfortable or they're not used to handling these type of claims. Again, this is why we have outside sources providing guidance for us. So filing grievances because management has not filed a claim, and again, you talk to your union personnel, probably something that don't happen too often. But we have to learn, and I say we, as a union official, we have to learn this process, and we have to get this process down pat because we cannot allow employees to be hurt. And we are responsible for representing them and we don't push this to a point that we force management, the agency in this case, to do what they're supposed to do. So, again, I say to you, there's going to be a little push. There's going to be a lot of pushback, as Mr. Norris so eloquently tells us. Remember the 3Ds. Remember the 3Ds, because they're going to hit you with the 3Ds. Now, it becomes important for us as members and as federal employees and the Postal Service issued quasi-federal employees to make sure that we now contact our unions so as a whole, the union can get better versed on how to push back on management for not filing your claim or to speak in the vernacular from impeding the process of your claim. If we stay on that, again, sometimes we have to help our unions get better. And this is probably a new area for them. At least I know it is in my office. So if it's in my office, it's probably happening in other offices also. So I say to you again, make sure you involve your union in this process. And again, once your union is not satisfied or your union doesn't represent you properly, after you've spoken to your union, and I say again, after you've spoken to your union and they have done what they're going to do or they have not done anything for you, then you can contact me. Okay, I'm saying to you again, make sure you go to your union and then you contact me. And I'm going to tell you right now, me and Mr. Norris talk on a frequent basis, and if I have any concerns or issues on what steps I need to take, again, better understanding the flow of information, I'm going to contact him, and whereas you may not follow his guidance, I'm going to follow it to the T until we perfect this system of how do we push back on the agency for failing to file a claim or impeding employees' right to file a claim.
Right.
Look at it like this,
listeners. It's a war of paperwork. That's what this is all about. You got to have your documentation in place, and they got to have their documentation in place. And, yes, I work with union stewards all across the country. A lot of them, they're very well versed when it comes to protecting your rights as a worker from a labor perspective. But when it comes to medical, a lot of them aren't completely up to speed on the process and expectations and just the whole logistics of it. So I do steward trainings as well. And with those steward trainings, I say, guys, you don't have to know everything. You can learn it over time. But having a resource such as myself, we definitely play a vital role in helping getting things move forward. And we get claims open 99% of the time. So I don't care if your claim was denied, if you do an appeal or whatnot. A lot of times it has to do with timely filing. It has to do with certain steps being taking place at certain times that get missed. So it's not really that hard. It's just hard for those who don't understand it. It's hard for those who won't follow the protocol that's in place and it gets denied or, you know, you have some other challenges or whatnot. But all of these things can be overcame, and you don't have to even mean mug your supervisor in order to get it moving in the direction it needs to happen. I can almost promise you that 100% of the time. So I'm here for you.
Again, we're you hear us in harmony second to you. First thing is you have to understand what's supposed to happen, because if you don't understand what's supposed to happen, then you have no idea whether the agency is protecting your rights in the manner in which the federal government FECA law says they must. And if you, and I know this sounds kind of different, but if you don't know, or if you don't take the time to read, I wish you would. But if you're not going to do that, then guess what? We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Norris who makes it his business to do that for you. And then once he helps you, you now got introduced to a process that works. And again, now you can be that advocate to steer other people in Mr. Norris's direction. And again, I'm not trying to make you an injury comp specialist. We have the specialist here with us, who donates his time. And when I say donate, again, there's no cost to you. There's no cost to you. So off the bat, just the fact that you have a subject matter expert who's not charging you anything to help you, how could you not put both hands out and reach out for that? How could you not do that?
Right.
We
could talk about a little more of who I am, and so people have a little more clarity. Like, man, who is this guy, and why does he do this? You know,
talk to me, brother.
At the end of the day, I'm an advocate for you. I am a trainer and an educator when it comes to FedComp, and my title really is claims manager. You know, we manage claims for federal employees, so. At the end of the day, our job is to make sure that things are happening in the time frame that the Department of Labor said needs to happen. You know, when you go to the physician, they're sending all their narratives to us. When you go to therapy, they send all those notes to us. They're not the ones on the phone with the Department of Labor. They're not the ones on hold for 45 minutes to an hour just to get one question answered. That's what we do. Okay? Now, I've been doing this for just slightly under 8 years. You know, I had a family member that worked for the post office for many years that got hurt and wasn't sure what to do after constant denials of the claim. And I was able to, not by myself, but me and others were able to help turn things around. And just through conversation with that family member, found out that there's a ton of people with this same problem. And when you read what the Department of Labor sends, which I love this about the Department of Labor, they're going to tell you exactly why something was denied. They might not tell you exactly how to fix it, but they're going to tell you why. And they're going to give you a decent time frame to fix it. So let's just say, you know, taking my particular set of skills with problem solving and being introduced to this type of a problem over the years, now I've mastered it. So that's what I bring to the table for you guys. And that's why I say it doesn't cost you anything. So you're not going to get a bill, you know, 30, 45 days into it, you know, for any amount of money just because we talk and or you got some help. That's not what this is about. And I've worked with plenty of your coworkers right now. I can spew off quite a few names right there in the Columbus, Ohio market and Dayton, as a matter of fact, that know me extremely well. And all these people cases are open and accepted. So I'm here for you, and that's why I get on this show every week and give you guys little tidbits of information. And one thing you're going to hear me say all the time, hey, go to Google, Google CA1, CA2, download it, print out page 4, read it for yourself. That's where I'm getting all this information from as it pertains to what's supposed to happen when you file a claim, what you're supposed to do, what your supervisor's supposed to do, and even what happens after that. And that's coming straight from the government. So it's not as difficult as you guys think. And then these people at your agencies that are giving you these problems, hey, you got to fight them with paperwork, not words. Your words fall on deaf ears. Your emotions fall on deaf eyes and ears. No problem. So I'm just going to document that you didn't file my claim. And I'll let the Department of Labor deal with you.
And what, if nothing else, understand that, again, a lot of times, again, it's with my particular agency, it is just not knowing. And our supervisors sometimes are so boisterous about the fact of being supervisor, they don't care about not knowing. But, again, if it's your life, if it's your quality of life, if it's your quality of work life, then you have to know, because you know, again, the work that we do is repetitive, and after a while, if you're not safe or you're not working properly or you feel the agency has you doing something improperly, it's going to harm you. And if it harms you and you do nothing about it, that harm will stay with you for the rest of your life. And the post office as an organization is not meant for that. I tell employees all the time, first thing is, if you look at the proper way to do things, you'll find that a lot of you bring this on yourself. And what I mean by bringing this on yourself is you try to work outside of the regulations outlined by the Postal Service, then you get hurt, and then your supervisor wants to get mad at you. And one of the things that I speak about directly when I say you bring a lot of this on yourself is I see mail handlers on our dock. The Postal Service says if you're not on motorized equipment, you should only be moving one piece of equipment at a time. But every day I'm on that dock, I see young, energetic new employees moving two and three pieces of equipment. That's not how this system is set up, folks. And if you don't work it right, again, you have now worked outside of what the post office asked you to do. Now you're injured. And instead of management looking at you saying, well, I'm going to be extra helpful to you because I know you got hurt trying to, as I say, go hard in the paint for the agency. But as soon as you get hurt, the agency is not going to go hard in the paint for you. Hey, so listen, folks. We had a nice show this morning. We got about a minute left. And I want to say to you, every Thursday morning, we bring this information to you. You got to tune in. You got to hear the podcast. You got to hear the information so that you can put yourself in a better position to help yourself. So we're going to have closing remarks from Mr. Norris, and then we're going to have a great day.
Thank you. Again, guys. Feel free to visit the website at Blue Collar, F as in Frank, I as in Igloo, C as in Charlie, which stands for Federal Injury Consultants.com. BlueCollarFIC.com. There's a ton of information on the website that you can get some information from. Also, Google CA1, CA2, print page 4, read it for yourself. It's just one page. Just read page 4, and it's all right there for you. Until next week, I'm looking forward to giving you guys more information that's empowering and it's going to help you through the process. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Norris, as always, I appreciate you. Everybody, let's have a good day. Let's have a safe work day. Let's have a safe work week. And let's just enjoy being healthy and doing what we do.
Yeah, see, this right here, that mic over there, again, I don't know how to, this right here should go into your line in, on the, let me go see my mama then, man, when we get started, man,
Right, okay.
Look in there, there's the boom, I put the boom up, you got to get the wrong kind of desk, the boom, I can't put the boom in.
Let me go right here. All
right. Get you hooked up here so we can get some sound quality here. Let me go see my mama now.
Okay. All right, because this will be. I don't know how you're going to test it, though.
I don't think. We're going to download recording studio control. That's what I use at home. I'm going to show you that also. So that some days you can sit here, bring your studio up, and record your ass off, man. And when you, like, the nice one, and just have so, like, the nice when you're busy,
uh-huh.
Go ahead and sit and record it, show up.